It's the Playhouse in the Morning, Y94, and the Playlist Payday, a prize every single time we play at 7:10, 8:10, 11:10, and 1:10. Sure, you're getting that chance to upgrade to $100,000, which would be phenomenal. But then when we're like a prize every single time we play, you're like, oh, yeah, whatever. Okay, cool. I'm glad I'm getting a prize. Listen, Hillary just scored third row tickets to Pink by being caller number 9 to Y94. It was 30 seconds of effort out of her life. Now, tell me that's not an impressive thing that just happened here. How cool is that?
I mean, technically, it's like a consolation prize. And that's what we're giving as a consolation prize. Third row.
Here's your consolation prize. Here's some third row Pink tickets. Sorry.
And then you get a chance at that $100,000 building the playlist. If you have that perfect playlist, you could have that too. But third row Pink tickets. Let's go.
Listen, we're doing it again at 8:10, 11:10, 1:10 today. Never mind the fact that we also got the Taylor Swift promotion going parallel to this at 9:10. And 12:10 and 4:10. Basically, if it's 10 after the hour, basically all day, you probably should be listening to 194 because we're probably trying to give you something. That's more or less what's been constructed here.
We have so many things happening, too, because your dad, too, you could win Buffalo Wild Wings for a year.
There's more!
We got tickets at two. Yeah, there's so many things that we have. So much.
We're keeping it busy as we dive into a round of Am I Weird? Now, the answer is yes, right? That's a strange name for the segment because the answer is always yes.
It's always yes.
All of us have something about ourselves that we have wrongly buried deep inside of us. That we have shoved deep down, that we don't show the world, that we don't let that freak flag fly.
Because we're ashamed of it. Okay.
We're ashamed of it. We're embarrassed. We think we're strange. We think we're weird. We're thinking, oh, nobody else is as weird as me. Believe you me, my friend. This segment has taught me that we're all weird. We're a unified nation of weirdos. And so, yeah, the segment's called Am I Weird? But really, it's an opportunity for you to call 237. It's text 35270 and not question it, but proclaim it.
Amy.
Stand and say, I like you.
Oh,
you
gosh.
You and you.
He's literally standing on.
I'm weird and I'm proud and I'm here and you can't stop me. I might be strange, but so are you. We're strange together.
This is strange.
I wish we had a camera going because I'm almost in Amy's lap.
Do you want me to video
I'm
this?
I feel like you.
I feel like I need to catch you.
Why are you just pointing out at me? Why are you
and
just
I'm
saying
weird like you?
Are you weird,
are you
like,
weird
me?
Like me?
I gotta get back down before I fall. I got hips for this. Okay.
Gonna need knee pads for that.
What's weird about you, Amy Kay?
Well, I mentioned it maybe last week about our communal showers Stephen and I take together.
Yeah, we kind of glossed over that actually last week, but yeah.
We take joint showers. But while we're in the shower, it's just my lazy time. I like to be lazy in the shower, so I ask him to wash my hair and scrub my body.
Is this a real life thing?
What do you mean?
This is like you actually do this every single shower almost?
No, not every single shower.
And how do you...
How is that weird?
I mean, what kind of shit? Do you have a tub? Is this a tub shower or is it like a walk-in shower?
A walk-in shower.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, I feel like I'd be slipping and sliding and
falling.
But
then I want him... Like, I'm a sick child.
Does he massage your head when he does this too?
He cleans it. What do you mean? It's
like,
not
yeah,
anything dirty
it.
About
no,
it.
I'm just it's saying.
Like, is
like,
it
he
just
massages.
Clean? It's not like... Foreplay?
No.
Y94 play?
He's like massaging in the conditioner and the shampoo.
Yeah, and so then last night I was so tired, I even said, we just not take a shower? I'm going to take a bath and will you sit outside the bath and wash my hair for me?
And he does this,
No,
huh?
He didn't do that. Oh. He drew the line at that one, I think.
He was like,
but
no.
But he did, he'll take a shower and then he'll scrub me.
Okay.
And then he washes my hair.
It's a little unique because I do think the concept of... couples bathing together is not strange, and I don't actually think it's probably that unusual that a fellow would volunteer to help bathe the woman he's showering with, but I think that, like, what that tends to be is, like, a place or two of her body is, like, oddly clean, and the rest is neglected. So, I mean, the fact that he's actually, like, washing your hair and stuff is kind of interesting.
I think that's maybe how it started, but then we just do it so frequently. Now I'm just like, okay, I'm lazy. Will you wash my hair? Will you clean?
Are you saving water?
And I lift my armpits up, and I don't like when he touches my armpits. I'll say, okay, do the armpits now.
Does he have like a loofah?
Yeah, we have a loofah. We each have our different loofahs.
Is it a loofah on a stick so he can scrub
it? His is on a stick, but mine's just a normal fluffy ball loofah.
Okay.
Boy, I do like those sticked loofahs. Those are good.
Those are good.
If you spring for a sticked loofah, you are doing okay.
Yeah, you know you're clean.
Because they sell those other ones that are non-sticked for
nothing,
right?
That's what I use, the non-stick.
Yeah, that's the poverty loofah.
Yeah.
What?
But when you got the stick loofah, you're rolling like Elon Musk, man. You are Jeff Bezos. You're doing, that is a Kardashian level bath right there.
That's what he uses so he can get his own back. But then I have him.
You don't help. You don't wash his back?
No.
Oh my goodness.
And you know what? I understand because I'm also using the poverty loofah. I strive to be a stick loofah person. That's how you know you made it.
I'm the same way. I just have the little ball loofah. So, you know, You got yourself a catch with a stick loofah, and he washes his own back after.
He is my stick loofah.
This is true.
Real,
oh,
though?
That is true.
Oh, gross.
He washes
my... Stop being filthy, Amy.
I'm not. Yuck. That's for real.
We don't need to hear about your shower sticks.
That isn't for real, though. He is taking the loofah and scrubbing the places filthy. I can't reach. If he's getting my back.
Calling HR on you, Amy. Gross. I, for real, though, I don't even have a loofah. I use the same rag I used to wash my car.
No, you do not.
Sure do.
Throw a little bleach in the washer.
Oil stains on there is just fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Why are you weird there, Joel D?
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, let's keep it shower related. I'm weird because when I'm in the shower, I don't do the whole shower thing with a couple, I guess, so Amy K. But what I do is I blow my nose in there. Like, literally, when the water's running, I'll be, like, just straight up, pretend like I have a Kleenex, but it's just my hands on either side of my nose, and I blow my nose into my hands, and then I wash it away.
Like a snot rocket, basically.
Like a snot rocket, but instead of, like, doing that, like, I just...
Why do you do it in your hand and not just on the floor of the shower?
Because, like, well, I guess it's kind of... But you're rinsing it off, so I do, like, this because it's almost like I've never been able to snot rocket. You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't do those.
You know, I don't
do your couple shower.
No, someone else does.
Wait, are you in there?
Yeah. Oh, no wonder he's got to wash your back.
It's on my stick loofah.
How did we get there?
What kind of mess do you think happens when you do that?
What moisturizer, what lotion, what soap did you put in my loofah? Well, actually, I just used it to blow my nose.
Have you ever had an actual booger get crusty on you before, though? Like a like a snotty booger?
Ew.
So you need somebody to wash your back if he's doing that.
I don't want to think about it.
Listen, me and my car wash rags are going to go take a private shower, booger free. Thank you very much.
Very much, yes.
Why you think you might be weird? Hello.
Okay, does this make me weird? I have to eat the fries before I eat the burger. Every single time.
I bet that's more common than you think because people love fries so much. They wolf them down and they're like, oh, yeah, I got to save a few for when my burger's gone.
Yeah, that's I use my fries, too, towards the end, depending on if I'm doing fast food, to get the cheese off the wrapper. Because, you know, you can't let that cheese go to waste.
I mean, you bought that cheese.
You bought that cheese. So you have to remember it, though.
Why do you think you might be a little bit weird? Hello.
Does this make me weird? I am a female. I'm a woman, and I don't like jewelry.
So rings, necklaces, just all of it. It's not really for you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not into jewelry. I don't even I don't want a necklace. I don't want anything.
You know, your romantic partner is kind of fortunate in the sense they're not going to have to ever spend a lot of money on jewelry, but that's such an easy gift at the same time. Like, if you have the money to do it, that now complicates things. Like, well, I don't know. She doesn't like jewelry.
Is she in a relationship? I feel like I didn't really like jewelry either. My ears, I got them pierced and I wore two heavy earrings, so now they're really stretched, so I don't like wearing earrings. I only wear jewelry if it's like I'm going to a wedding or I'm doing something like a fancy thing. But now that I have a ring I wear every day, I feel like naked without it. And I think if she'd feel the same way.
True. Well, yeah, maybe you just got to get something from somebody you love.
Yeah, once it's something special or has a meaning to it, then you probably would. I guess I would be the same way, too. So I don't think you're weird at all because I always wanted to be the necklace guy. You know, I have a chain and like I wore it for a little bit, but then I feel like it rashes out my neck and it's actually a good one. But the way it like rolls and it itches me and I just,
Question is, do you have a earring? Do you have an ear pierce?
I did. Yeah. One time. Yeah.
And you wore it?
I did for a long time, and then I went to a very fancy restaurant, and it was a larger cubic zirconium, and the guy said, oh, that's a very nice Rock, is it real? And I said, it is not. It was either this or a car. And he said, probably should have went with the diamond. And I was like, do you want a tip? You're not going to get a tip. It was giant, though. It was like large.
Not everybody's a jewelry person, though. I used to have so many.
No way.
Really, I used to be so cool. Let me tell you how cool I was. I used to have so many like shell and beaded necklaces.
Yes.
And they used to match all my various colored polo shirts. So if I was wearing like my baby blue polo shirt, they say like Abercrombie on it.
No, you didn't.
I would wear my blue necklace.
You did not.
And then something really weird happened, and I'm still trying to solve this mystery. About 12 years ago, I started dating my wife. And as like the next few months went on, I think we were robbed because I think somebody broke in and all they stole was all my really cool shell and beaded necklaces that matched my polo.
Just disappeared?
Because they vanished and I haven't found them since, but I'm still on the case.
A shell thief.
Somebody stole
it. It was so shellfish of them.
Or somebody made some money on eBay or something.
Probably.
AKA your wife.
I don't think anyone made any money. I think they went in the garbage.
I spent tens of dollars on those really nice necklaces.
I had one. I could never rock it either, though. It was the same thing. Like anytime I wore it. So you rocked it, though.
I was going to say, you misunderstand me. I did rock it. I did. I looked pretty good.
You did not have matching shell necklace with your polos.
I absolutely did. Why still wearing those when you got here? It was around maybe a year just after.
I don't know. I would have to go back and look at pictures. Yeah. I don't think you were.
It was a good look for me.
That 04 era is when it was dying off, though, and you still tried to hold on to it?
Oh, I'm not going to pretend like it was that long ago.
I didn't move here until 2015.
Yeah. No, it was not. You really?
Oh, yeah. I was looking good.
No, I'm going to scroll pictures now. I have to see this.
What is the thing that you think makes you a little bit weird? 237, it's text 35270. 735 with Joe Bros. It's Waffle House. Y94. It's Playhouse in the Morning. Y94. Round of Am I Weird? Why do you think you might be weird?
So does this make me weird? I always stop the microwave at 1 second. Like, always. So I won't ever let it, like, get to 0 seconds and beep and finish and, like, be done. I do it right at 1 second and never at, like, two or three, but right at the one so that it still made it, like, through cooking basically, like, the entire time. I just didn't let it get to, like, the very end zero.
I will say this, like, you've got some in there for a couple of minutes. It feels kind of exhilarating and almost like you cracked, like you stopped a bomb. You defused a bomb when you like run across your living room, you dive into the kitchen, you're like, stop. And it's right at one. You're like, yes, it feels good.
How much, like, that's good timing if you're constantly getting it at one.
Boom, boom, boom.
But is it because you're trying not to wake somebody up or you don't want to be annoying to or you don't want the neighbors to know like you're actually cooking something? Like, what's the purpose to it?
I mean, some people, it's just kind of like OCD kind of thing, I guess, for lack of a better term right now.
It's your simply satisfying that you always say.
Okay. So if you can get it at one before the beeper beeps,
yeah,
then you're good. Okay. Okay.
Maybe you got some little ones sleeping, but you're not committed enough to turn off the beep entirely. So you got to stop it right away. See some text at Am I Weirds?
Yeah. Someone said, am I weird? After drinking some sort of greasy fast food, I like sliding my hands down the cold soft drink to wet my hands.
So
sounds kind of sensual.
So sometimes what I do too is like to be able to clean it off a little bit better. I might get the sweat from the drink as well, but then I napkin it off.
I don't like that.
Like you, it's like it's instead of like licking because like sometimes you're not able to lick your fingers.
I don't like a good sweaty drink.
And you just like you know what? This was kind of weird. I let my dog lick the sweat off my cup.
The
pause. Yeah. So like if it's hot outside and I have like a Coke or something from a fast food place and it's all sweaty, I let him lick it off. It's keeping him hydrated.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. A couple little drops.
That might be kind of weird.
That I think it might be a little bit weird.
I hope that doesn't make me sound so weird. I have to eat my meals at the exact same time every day. If it's off schedule, I just get cranky and I get hungry. I have to eat my meals at the exact same time every day.
I got some kids like that. Yeah, I mean, if we're off dinner time, they get all ornery. So I'm sure there's adults that way, too.
What about, like, holidays?
Then you got a problem. Sorry, Grandma. You got to move up dinner.
Grandma, it has to be at this time, on the dot. Like, I'm pretty flexible when it comes to it. I do know there's a little bit of time where I like to snacky snack at certain times of the night right before I go to bed. And I usually have a pretty solid bedtime. So I guess I'm kind of on board with that.
Why are you weird?
Does it make me crazy that I watch TV shows in chronological order? What that means is when I watch, the Marvel shows, I have to start with Captain America and then watch, Agent. I watch it in the timeline order rather than the order it came out. And I can't, watch something that happened in 2017 if I don't watch stuff that happened in the 1970s and 1980s. I have to watch it in order.
I don't know. I'm sure there's other people that do that. Is there a lot of movie series where that's a problem, though, or is it really just that one?
I don't. My brain does not understand that.
I mean, it depends on, I don't know. I'm the worst person when I'm watching stuff, too, because if I see something, you can never go back, right? Mm-hmm. I accidentally watched the ending of Wednesday. Now that I know the ending, I can't go back. So, if I started at a different part of the series like he's talking about, I would never be able to go back and actually watch the beginning of it because I already know where it transitioned to.
What's that thing about you? You recognize you're probably a little bit weird. 237, it's text 35270, tweet, snap, at 194 Playhouse. 741 with Kid Leroy, Miley without you. 194 from the Playhouse in the morning, more music all day. Yeah. It's Playhouse in the morning, 194 playlist, payday, your next chance. Guaranteed prize, $100,000 upgrade potentially, 8-10, 11-10, and 1-10 today. And of course, Taylor Swift just kicked that off. Different times for that, 9-10, 12-10, and 4-10 as we wrap up Am I Weird. Any final text at Am I Weirds?
Someone said, am I weird? I never pause my TV when I leave the room. I don't know why, but when I do come back, I just rewind what I miss. And someone else said, whenever I lay down flat on my belly, I just kind of jiggle my butt. I flex it and release it, kind of a deal, and I'm a guy. Is that weird?
I mean, I always wiggle my feet. I used to, when I was younger, I used to lay on my stomach to fall asleep, and I'd have to have my feet at the end of the bed to be able to, wiggle my feet.
The demons grab, though.
Oh. Stop.
And
that's
the
what
monsters.
Steven wiggles his feet, too, and I said, you're like a little grasshopper. Yeah. Drives me nuts.
Yeah, but now, see, I don't lay on my tummy anymore like that, so
oh,
I don't
he
know.
Lays on his back, and he doesn't. He rubs his feet together, and he says, that's how I fall asleep.
That's true. I mean, it makes sense, so I kind of do that, too.
Does he chirp when he does that?
I don't know, but I was like, you're just like a little grasshopper rubbing your feet together.
Chirping, that's something else entirely. Why might be a little bit weird, hello.
Does this make me weird? So before every meal, I have to brush my teeth. I don't know why, but I need to have a fresh, clean mouth, a fresh palate before I eat.
So it makes sense to me, unless it's too close, because then all your food's going to taste kind of minty.
Oh, yeah. I think it would make more sense to do it after every meal.
But I don't because I think about that too, and I'm always I want to keep the flavor in my mouth longer.
Ew.
So I don't want to, if I have delicious chicken nuggets, I don't want to go brush my teeth and lose that flavor for a little bit. That's why I ate that food, is to be able to savor the taste. If you go brush your teeth right away, you give it an hour and then maybe do it.
Yeah, it really had nothing to do with this, but I do think it says something about you just as a person. That when you could have come up with any food that you wanted to savor, you're like, when I have some delicious chicken nuggets, I want to hang on to that taste for a long time. It could have been any food that has ever existed.
Chicken nuggets and sweet and sour sauce. I'm holding on to that flavor.
And he means McNuggets.
McDonald's
chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Don't get me wrong. I would just murder some chicken McNuggets right now. I would.
Right.
But I just think it's funny that's the food you chose.
I mean, because I'm kind of craving it now. Well, even more so.
It's breakfast time, so you got a couple hours.
Yep.
Get some nuggets, a little bit. And your last one today, why are you weird?
Does this make me weird that I've never had, a banana? I mean, ever had a banana?
Mm-hmm. Never, not once in your life have you eaten a banana?
Never. I mean, in fact, it's almost like one of those things when I see it, it's like seeing a certain animal that you would not want to put your hands on or your mouth on. I don't even know what it would taste like. I have no idea.
Well, make sure if you ever try one, you're making awkward eye contact with somebody while you eat it, because that's the best way to eat a banana.
I'll definitely take that leave, but I'm still kind of in this. I'm being bombed by all my friends because I was at an actual party. And there were, they were having banana splits. And I openly said, I didn't think it was a big deal. I've never eaten a banana. And half of my friends were actually making fun of it, because of the way bananas look. And then the other half of my friends were like, who raised you?
So that is kind of funny, but really what I'm going to walk away from is I'm going to the wrong kind of events. Because if there's a party where as a grown adult somebody's like, I made you a banana split, I am there.
I love banana splits, but like that is definitely a party that I want to crash. So if somebody's having a banana split party, invite me.
Pass.
You wouldn't go? Like,
maybe
listen.
If it's a banana split shot, I'm there.
Okay. Listen, I am allergic to bananas.
No.
They cause me issues. They make my mouth dumb and gross. But I would still go to a banana split party today. Absolutely.
They're Why delicious. Not just an ice cream party?
It seems classier. Anyone can throw an ice cream party. Banana split, that takes some skill.
It takes some skill.
We worked at the DQ, you know.
I was going to say, I've made plenty of banana splits.
Mm-hmm. You know how to DQ it. Is that their slogan or no?
I don't think so.
Like, do the DQ or something.
I don't know what it is. I haven't worked there in years.
Come on. Didn't they train you?
Stop. I did just get to go back. What was it? Last year or 2 years ago? They let me make a blizzard.
Yeah. Well, we got Miracle Treat Day coming up. You can do it again.
Oh, yes.
And you can ask them what their slogan is. And they're going to be embarrassed that you don't
it's
remember.
It's not do the DQ. Is that Mountain Dew?
No, I think
do
it's
do the do.
It's do the DQ for sure. Am I weird? Because I think the slogan for Dairy Queen is do the DQ.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you could write for them.
It absolutely was something like that.
This is fan food, not fast food.
I thought it was DQ it or something weird like that.
I don't think, to be honest with you, it's not very rememberable, I guess. Because I don't think it is that, what you're coming up with, Zero. Whatever you're saying is not DQ's
thing.
Do
the DQ.
I just know they do the flip of the blizzard. That's all I know.
Well, that they do.
Right, like they tip it upside down.
Yes, they do.
What's coming up next?